感謝神。
I want to thank God.
我哋參加咗冬令會翻嚟。
That after the winter conference, we've returned now.
呢次冬令會咧，早上係由孫國鐸弟兄講路德記。
So in the morning time, it was Brother Sun who had shared on the Book of Ruth.
咁俾我得著咗好多。
And it had I'd gained much from it.
孫弟兄首先講到路德記呢個故事嘅背後有好重要嘅屬靈意義。
Brother Sun first shared that there is a deep spiritual meaning behind this Book of Ruth.
就係講到神永遠嘅旨意。
And that touched upon the eternal purpose of God.
我哋都知道路德記係發生喺士師嘅時代。
And we know that the book of Ruth occurred during the time of the judges.
当时人是犯罪离开神，在属灵的上面又有饥荒。
And so during that time, man had offended God, and it was within the time of famine.
咁路德记嘅开始咧，就系喺伯利恒里边又系遭遇咗自然嘅饥荒。
And indeed, during that time, in the beginning of the book of Ruth, that there was also natural famine.
但是神的永远的旨意不会受到任何力量的拦阻，祂会继续地执行。
But the eternal purpose of God would not be hindered by anything. It would continue to move forward.
所以在路德记里面有神的恢复的工作。
So in the book of Ruth, there is the work of restoration.
在马太福音那个基督的家谱里面，就是马太福音第一章第一节那里。
And in the gospel according to Matthew, in the genealogy, in the first verse.
从亚伯拉罕开始一路至到大卫王，是神旨意那条路线。
It was within the line that God had deemed from all the way from Abraham to King David.
所以路德记咧就系喺呢个蒙福嘅呢个神嘅旨意嘅路线上边。
So it was indeed in this line, God's line that the Book of Ruth follows.
路德记里边有三个主要嘅人物。
The Book of Ruth contains three important characters.
就拿俄米、路德同埋波亚斯。
Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz.
他们都是蒙恩的人。
They are all ones who received grace.
所以故事呢，开始是从那个，以利米勒，因为国中饥荒，所以带着妻儿从伯利恒逃难到摩押去。
So it begins with Elimelech, who because of famine had brought his family from Bethlehem.To Moab.
我自己有时候都好似呢个以利米勒咁样，喺灵里边系有饥荒。
You know, I feel that I myself am like this Elimelech, that in my spirit, I'm in famine.
遭遇到一啲难处嘅时候咧，就会逃跑，逃避呢个苦难。
Every time I experience some kind of difficulty, I would avoid, I would flee from this experience.
结果咧就走到属灵嘅下坡嘅路。
And I would go spiritually, I would be going downhill.
所以以利米勒佢哋一家又系落喺嗰个属灵嘅死亡嗰度。
So in fact, Elimelech was also in this spiritual death.
而且三个男嘅都系死喺摩押地。
And in fact, the three men died in the land of Moab.
但神有佢恢复嘅路，所以呢个拿俄米咧，佢做妻子嘅系听见咗神眷顾佢自己嘅百姓，赐粮食俾佢哋。呢个路德记一章六节嗰度讲嘅。
But the Lord has His road to restoration, and so Naomi had heard that there was bread in Bethlehem.
他们就动身就回去伯利恒。
So then they raised up and went back to Bethlehem.
但拿俄米这个是预表了圣灵的。
And this character of Naomi is a type for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是引导给人自由的。
And the Holy Spirit leads people within their own free will.
拿俄米亦不会勉强他两个媳妇跟他回去。
Naomi would not force her two daughters-in-law to follow her.
他叫他们回娘家。
They told them to return to their homes.
拿俄米呢，他肯定在平时的时候呢，对他的媳妇是讲论关于神的事情。
I'm sure that Naomi had spoke to her daughters-in-law or things regarding God.
她是一个很善良的，又有信心的，又不妥协的一个这样的人。
She was one who was kind and one who did not compromise.
她们婆媳的关系又非常之好。
And their relationship, a mother and daughter-in-law, were in fact very good.
所以这个又提醒我们那些做婆婆的、做外母的，都是要学习拿俄米这样跟我们媳妇啊，跟我们的家人要有一个好的见证，可以将人带到主的面前。
So this is also a good reminder for us as mothers or mother-in-laws to really be a good testimony so that we can bring people to the Lord.
因为这样呢，路德是选择了紧跟婆婆。
And Ruth had decided to cling on to her mother-in-law.
在路德记一章十六到十七节那里，他讲出了说，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
And in verse 16 it says, "Where your people will be my people and your God my God."
结果他们两婆媳就同心这样回到伯利恒去。
And in the end, both mother and daughter-in-law returned to to Bethlehem.
我们的神一直在寻找一些合神心意的人。
So our God is constantly looking for ones who are following after His will.
所以拿俄米、路德和波亚斯这三个人呢，都是合神心意的，是按照神的旨意活着的人。
So all three of these characters, Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz, they are all ones who live according to the will of God.
路德是预表了教会。
And Ruth is a type for the church.
一个外邦的女子是本来与神没关系的，但是因着信服圣灵的引导，她就同波亚斯就讲到路德他那个信服教会要信服基督。
And so Ruth, who was a Gentile or a someone who was not from the nation of Israel, because of the guidance of leading of the Holy Spirit, had followed after the Lord.
波亚斯是预表了基督，耶稣基督。
And Boaz is a type for Jesus Christ.
所以基督与辛苦的联合，就是今天我们教会作了基督的辛苦。
So the union of Christ and the church is today, this is our union with Christ.
我们读了这个路德记，我们要学习路德的蒙恩的原因有下面几方面。
So we've learned in the book of Ruth that what it is to receive grace.
首先他是走在神那个永远旨意的里面。
First off, she was on the path to the eternal purpose of God.
她顺服那个婆婆，跟随她回到这个伯利恒那里。
So she was obedient to her mother-in-law, and so she followed her back to Bethlehem.
我们知道她的国家摩押呢，是一个拜偶像的国家。
And we know that her country, her home, Moab, the land of Moab, was one that had worshipped idols.
咁路德而家咧就系离弃偶像归向神。
So we see that Ruth had left her idols to pursue after God.
第二点就系佢信服 一直留喺波亞斯嗰塊田嗰度濕取麥穗。
And secondly, she was obedient that she stayed in the field that Boaz had, Boaz's field.
喺哥林多前書三章第九節嗰度話，因為我哋係與神同工嘅，你哋係耕種嘅田地，係所建造嘅房屋。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9.
林前三章九節。
It says, For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
咁我哋而家都係一直要唔好離開主，而能要專一嘅為神作工。
We also should be ones who are should not leave the Lord and wholly be devoted to His work.
第三點係學習路德嗰個舍己。
The third point is to, just as Ruth had denied herself.
佢喺路德記三章五節嗰度講，佢話：凡婆婆所吩咐嘅，我必遵行。
In Ruth chapter 3 verse 5, it says, everything that you command, I shall do.
咁佢按照婆婆嗰個吩咐咧，就接近呢個波亞斯，請求佢用衣襟遮蓋。
And according to her command, it was to go to Boaz and lay at his feet and have him cover her with his garment.
因為以色列有一個習俗咧，就話男人如果用衣襟遮蓋女人咧，係願意娶佢為妻嘅表示。
There's a tradition in there's a Jewish tradition that if a man is willing to cover a woman with his garment, it means it represents that he's willing to marry her.
結果呢，波亞斯係遵守咗希伯來人佢哋看重嗰個子嗣啊，看重子孫嗰個律法嘅規定。
So we see that Boaz was one who looked heavy upon the traditions and he followed the laws regarding kinship.
这个规定是怎样呢？就是弟属轻伤，即是弟弟呢有责任为那个死了那个又没有子女的那个哥哥来到立后嗣。
So these are laws regarding a redeeming one. So it was the younger brother's responsibility to take care of the wife.
呢個係記載喺
marry the widow.
呢個法律嘅規定係記載喺《申命記》二十五章第五節嘅。
So this is recorded in Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 20.
咁波亞斯娶咗魯德為妻之後咧，就生咗俄比德。
So Boaz, after he had wed, married Ruth, they had, had a child, Obed.
咁波亞斯與路德就成為咗大衛王嘅曾祖父母。
So Boaz and Ruth had become the great great grandparents of King David.
我知道大衛王就係神嗰個永遠旨意嗰條線上邊嘅。
We know that King David is in the lineage of the eternal purpose of God.
最後我們從路德記裡面要學習三個的功課。
And lastly, there are three lessons we can learn from the book of Ruth.
第一就是我們靈裡面要常常飽足。
Number one is that our spirit must be filled.
生命豐富。
If we have a full life, spiritual life.
第二呢就要接受正確的聖靈引導。
Secondly, we have to follow the direction of the Holy Spirit correctly.
第三就讓主在我們的身上完成祂的工作。
And thirdly is to allow the Lord to complete His work in us.
Okay, 我交通就在這裡。
I'll end my sharing here.
以利米勒其实佢个名个意思系以神为王。但可惜呢个以神为王嘅人冇跟住佢个名嗰个意思嚟到行。
Yet this person who was named so did not live according to the meaning of his name to live as God to be king in his life.
其实我哋其实佢系我哋嘅写照。
In fact, this person of Elimelech is a reflection of each of us.
当有事发生嘅时候，我哋寻求解决嘅方法，但系我哋冇寻求神，点解冇问神点解我哋遇见呢啲咁嘅事情？
When circumstances befall us, we look for a way out, yet we did not seek out God Himself and inquire of Him about the circumstances we're in.
伯利恒嗰个名嘅意思就系粮食之家。
The meaning of the name Bethlehem is the house of bread.
即顾名思义，嗰度系出产粮食最多嘅地方。
In other words, that is a storehouse of bread, and that is where it is abundant in harvest.
粮食之家既然有饥荒
，since that the house of bread has a famine，
如果呢个以神为王嘅应该寻求神，点解会遇见饥荒
？The one who ought to live as God is king, we shall inquire of God, why is there a famine in the land?
如果佢求问神嘅时候，就知道系因为喺嗰度嘅人，包括佢自己在内，违背神嘅旨意。
When we do have such an inquiry, we're sure that God will tell us that all have rebelled against God, including the individual who should honor God as king.
但好多时我哋呢啲认识神嘅人。
But many a times we who know God,
是不是我们都是一样?
Are we not like so?
我们很多时遇见事情我们自己去解决。
Many a times when circumstances befall us, we try to solve it on our own.
但我们没有求问神是什么缘故, 是不是我们自己灵里头出了问题?
Yet we did not come in the presence of God to inquire why this has happened if there is an issue with our spirit.
而且佢去到摩押地咧，呢个系绝对唔能够去嘅地方。
In fact, we have gone to a place of the land of Moab, which is absolutely a place we ought not to be in.
因为摩押人曾经喺以色列人出埃及嘅时候，去迦南地嘅时候，引诱以色列人犯罪得罪神。
For the people of Moab, when the people of Israel left Egypt to enter into the promised land of Canaan, that it was the Moabites who have tempted the people of God to sin against God.
在那次以色列人当中得罪神很犀利。
During that matter, the Israelites sinned greatly against God.
神就说发誓永远不准摩押人入他的会。
And God has swore that the people of Moab would not be able to enter his congregation.
所以呢个系神所就座嘅地方，你不能去嘅，掂都唔能够掂。
Therefore, this is the place which God has cursed. We cannot be amongst there, and we cannot even come close to it.
但系呢个人竟然带住全妻子儿女一齐嚟到去嗰个地方。
Yet this person took his whole family, his wife and children, to that place.
佢唔係唔認識神嘅喎，好似我哋一樣，我哋認識神嘅喎。因為佢個名根本就叫以神為王啊嘛。
He is not one who does not know God. He is just like one of us. We all know God. In fact, the name means whose God is King.
但係點解會走到去咁神話明唔准去嘅地方
？But why would he be in that situation? Clearly, God said you ought not to be here.
我諗呢個係一個好大嘅提醒我哋自己，究竟喺神嘅裏頭，我哋失落咗咩地方？
I believe this is a very grave reminder that is before God, what situation have we fallen into?
摩押这个路德我都佩服这个路德。
Now I greatly respect this Moabitess Ruth.
因为他那个的信服是超乎寻常的。
For her obedience is supernatural.
如果你留意他同佢婆婆讲嘅说话，你就知道佢嗰个里头嗰个温柔，对神嗰个温柔，对神嗰个信服系绝对嘅。
If we see her words to her mother-in-law, we can see how meek and humble she is to the Lord and how her obedience to Him is absolute.
而且你想一想,她也是跟我們一樣做,也是有血有肉的人,但她怎能在神面前有一個這麼完全信服的心?
If you consider her as a person just like us, we are all flesh and blood, yet how is she able to have such a total, complete obedience before God?
她又跟我們一樣是外邦人,在神和阿伯拉罕所立的約上完全沒有份,沒有關的。
Ruth is just like us who are Gentiles to the covenant of God, outsiders to the covenant which God made with Abraham.
她亦都好像我們當中很多人,不是由基督教家庭長大的。
She is also like many of us who have not grown up in a Christian family.
她的父母根本就是拜偶像的。
Her parents are those who are idolaters.
但她怎能在神面前对神有一个这么完全的爱慕?
How is it that she is able to have such a perfect desire for God?
因为她要,你知道她到那个地方,波亚斯跟她讲,到素不认识的民当中。
As we realize what Boaz said to Ruth, describing her as one who have gone into the land of strangers.
其实这句说话其实是满了恩惠的。
Yet the words which Boaz spoke to her are filled with comfort and grace.
照正来讲,是到讨厌你的人当中。
In fact, strictly speaking, that she has gone into a land where she would be despised.
因为曾经引诱过以色列人犯罪,所以以色列人很憎恨摩押人。
For the Moabites have led Israel into sin, and Israel ought to have despised hatred for the people of Moab.
如果我们要去憎恨我们的人当中,你会不会去?
Would we go into the presence of others who despise us?
我想我们不会去。
I don't think we would like to go into their presence.
但这个摩押女子路德竟然会敢去以色列人。
Yet for this Moabitess, she was willing to put herself in that situation.
我想从那里你就已经知道她对神的爱慕。
I believe even from that example, we're able to see her longing for God.
所以我们为着她的信服,我们心里有很大的鼓励。
Therefore, because of the obedience of Ruth, we're encouraged.
跟我们一样是外邦人,也跟我们一样是有血有肉的人。
Likewise, she is just as us in flesh and blood, and she is a Gentile.
如果她能够对神有这么爱慕,而因此绝对信服。
Yet because of her longing for God, she has such perfect obedience.
我们都应该可以。
Likewise, we ought to be able to do so.
但很多时我们审查我自己,我发觉我对神的信服没有他一半。
Yet many a times when we examine ourselves, when I reflect upon myself, my obedience is not even half of that of Ruth's.
所以愿意神藉着路德来提醒我们自己。
So may God truly remind each one of us through Ruth.
而且因着她自己的爱慕和信服,她成为了大卫的曾祖母。
And because of her obedience, her longing, she had become the great-grandparent of David.
我想路德发梦都不会想到,她会成为大卫的曾祖母。
I would not think that Ruth would imagine in her wildest dreams she would become in the lineage of David.
以色列人最仰慕有三个人。
There are three that the people of Israel greatly admire.
第一个是阿伯拉罕。
First, it is Abraham.
第二是摩西。
The second is Moses.
第三个就是大卫。
The third being David.
他们很尊敬这三个人的。
They greatly respect these three individuals.
当然在神的心意当中,他们也都是成就了神的旨意。
Of course, they are also three individuals who have been used as vessels to do the will of God.
所以我每逢读鲁德记，我最喜欢读最尾嗰几句。
So each time when I read the book of Ruth, I delight in reading the last few lines.
就是波亚斯生俄比德，俄比德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
And that is, Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David.
一个呢、这个故事嘅开端系一个好好难过嘅开始。
Now the beginning of this story is a very sad one.
因为神嘅选民竟然走到唔应该去嘅地方。
That is because the people, the chosen people of God, are in a place where they ought not to be.
认识神嘅人，以神为王嘅人，今日竟然走到冇神嘅地方。
Those who know God, those whose God is king, are in a place where there is no God.
但系呢个故事却系以唔单止喜剧，其实喺我嚟讲，我觉得系一个荣耀嘅结局。
But as far as we are concerned, this story not only has a happy ending, but in fact it is a glorious one.
就好似头先讲到接上咗大卫嘅条线。
As we have mentioned earlier, that this is a story that have connected to the line of David.
唔知引出大卫。
Not only did it bring forth David,
亦都系带出基督嘅降生。
But it also have led to the birth of Christ.
同埋基督作王。
And for Christ to be king.
啊，呢个真系荣耀嘅结局。
And this is indeed a glorious end.
我相信大卫即系因为佢哋呢个曾祖母，我谂一代一传一代一定会讲述鲁德嘅故事。
I believe in the line of David throughout the generations, they will speak of this story, the story of Ruth.
所以大卫一定会认识这个曾祖母的故事。
So David surely will know the story of his great grandmother.
所以我想多多少少在属灵上面，大卫都得着这位曾祖母的帮助。
So I believeveMore or less, David would be have help, receive help from the story of his great grandmother.
So, 当我哋自己保守自己喺神嘅心意当中，
so when we do keep ourselves in the heart of God,
我哋唔知道我哋可以留俾我哋下一代或者到曾孙嗰代，我哋嗰个祝福系几大。
We would not realize the impact we would have on the next generation, even to the fourth generation to come.
所以求神藉着呢啲话嚟去鼓励我哋每一个。
So may God through these words encourage each one of us all.
亦都真系学效路德，绝对信服。
So that we will also learn the absolute obedience of Ruth.
我嘅交通停喺度。
Am I sharing here?
感謝石。
Thank the Lord.
我大約有300個字溝通。
I have about 300 words to share.
感謝石。
Thank the Lord.
呢次冬令會我學到兩課功課。
That during the winter conference this year, I learned two lessons.
第一課係路德記。
The first lesson is on the book of Ruth.
之前我好惭愧。
In the past, I felt very ashamed.
我读圣经呢，走马看花，读好呢不知所云，唔知讲乜嘢。
I would oftentimes just read through, but not remember any of it.
在嗰个双弟兄讲路德记之前
，Before our brother son shared on the book of Ruth，
我一直把呢个路德系当作男性嘅。
This whole time I had believed that this character of Ruth was actually a male.
那天晚上呢, 我是当下把路德记从头到尾读了一遍。
And so that evening I read through the book of Ruth one time.
先知道路德是一个贤良的女性。
It was then that I realized that Ruth was actually a kind woman.
而且她还是耶稣的大基配祖母。
And in fact, she was ancestor of Jesus.
第二课呢，又系孙大兄讲嘅。
And the second lesson actually was also from Brother Sun.
他说，老公大声吼，老婆要感谢神。He
has shared that if the husband gets angry, we should still pray, angry at the wife, we should still praise the Lord.
老婆啰嗦，也要感，也要系老公要感谢神。
And if the wife is nagging the husband should still thank the Lord.
因为夫妻是神配给你的，配给你的。Because
in fact, this union of a husband and wife is brought together by the Lord.
关于夫妻的文章呢，民间有好多好多的传说。So
there are a lot of teachings regarding the husband and wife regarding marriage.
一日不能够一一举例出嚟。
And I can't share on all of those right now.
我呢度有两句呢系讲话嘅，百年修得共船道，千年修得共枕面。
So I have one saying here, which is,
共枕面系两个人分一个枕头。
Okay, so husband and wife both share a pillow.
感谢神。
And sorry, I can't get the rest of that. So thank you. Praise the Lord.
我非常相信,
I truly believe.
早上因为这里千年烧得广州面，千年之前神就将夫妻配在一起的了。
That long ago that God had already arranged for man and woman to be put together.
所以我学到呢就是, 巴伦老婆怎样啰嗦，我都要感谢神。So
that's one lesson that I learned, that no matter how the wife is, whether she's nagging at the husband, the husband should still praise and thank the Lord.
她啰嗦得多，感谢神的机会仲多添。The
more the wife nags, the more opportunities I have to praise the Lord.
咁啊，最后仲有两句呢，结束我个沟通。
And so I just have two more things to say to end my sharing.
讲言谦卑荣耀神，圣徒同声应阿门。那谦卑荣耀神啊，讲言讲噶。I'm humble
to praise, glorify the Lord.
咁圣徒呢就喺呢啲听呢啲一齐讲阿门。
So that all the saints can say amen.
是这么多了。
I am sharing.
有好多要交通，不过弟兄姊妹，交通到这个路德记第一章的时候，我就在一点上边，在一点上边有交通。
There are much to share. Since brothers and sisters have mentioned about the book of Ruth, I'll just touch some points on Ruth chapter 1.
这里讲到国中遭遇到饥荒。
Here it mentions there is famine in the land.
在家里边做头的这个以利米勒就带着一家去到这个摩押的地方。
Then this head of the household, Elimelech, led his family into the land of Moab.
弟兄呢就将呢个饥荒呢讲成一个属灵嘅饥荒。Our
brothers mentioned this famine is a spiritual famine.
佢啊灵里边有饥荒，啊佢又走到啊世界里边去寻求啊呢个满足。
There is famine in the spirit. The seeker went to seek fulfillment in the world.
啊，我嚟到思想嘅时候咧，就发觉啊，觉得肚饿都系一件好事嚟嘅。
Now when I consider, it is good. When we have the sense of hunger.
啊，仲悲惨嘅情况咧，啊就系、是、啊有饥荒嘅时候咧，你唔觉得肚饿嗰个先至仲系更加凄惨。
What would be even more sad and tragic is that when we hunger, we do not have that feeling of hunger and thirst.
啊，咁呢个咧就进到属灵嘅死亡。
And then that would be a condition of spiritual death.
啊，呢个就系另外一方面俾我哋里边要有警戒。
This is another aspect that would be a grave reminder to us.
啊，神嘅儿女啊，灵里边咧，如果唔得满足咧，应该有呢个感觉。
That in the spirit of the children of God, when there is no satisfaction in the spirit, we ought to have such a feeling, a sense.
啊，当然我哋唔希望进入啊呢、这个属灵嘅饥荒嘅里边啊，但我哋里边咧应当有一个咁嘅感觉。
Of course, we do not wish to be in such a spiritual famished condition, but yet when we are, we must have this feeling.
啊，但如果我哋连呢个感觉都冇咗嘅话咧，呢、这个仲进入一个更加可怜嘅光景嘅底下。
When we don't even have such a feeling when we're in that condition, that would be even a more a frightening condition to be in.
啊，另外啊一个嘅情形咧，啊就系、是、当我哋喺呢个啊。属灵嘅光学喺属灵嗰个饥荒嘅底下，啊，我哋去世界里边嚟去寻求一啲嘅满足。
That is in another aspect is that when we're in a spiritual famine, yet we seek fulfillment in this world.
啊，今日我哋能唔能够以基督为我哋嘅满足
？Today, are we able to have Christ as our satisfaction？
啊，定系我哋啊一同？啊，还是我哋系去世界里边啊，寻求啊世界成为我哋嘅满足。
Or do we seek the pleasure of this world that the world would become our fulfillment？
但如果我哋啊自己诚实嘅时候咧，好多时我哋系去到啊世界里边嚟去寻求一啲嘅满足嘅。
Yet if we're honest with ourselves, many a times we do seek satisfaction from the world。
啊，并且我哋唔系自己一个人去。
In fact, we do not go alone.
啊，好似呢度一家一齐去。
As it says here, it is the whole family that has gone together.
唔系自己去，仲带埋一家一齐去。
We are not alone. We bring our whole family with us.
佢去摩押地咧，佢话佢去嗰度寄居。
Here he says he went to the land of Moab to sojourn.
啊，呢个我哋有阵时我哋都会有咁嘅啊意思嘅。
Many times, perhaps we start out with such an intention.
我哋只不过去世界嗰度啊，寻求一啲啲满足，我好快翻嚟噶啦。
I would just seek temporal satisfaction, pleasure in this world, and I'll return quickly.
但圣经话俾我哋听咧，亚比米勒咧去摩亚地住咗几耐咧
？But what does the scriptures tell us? How long did Elimelech dwell in the land of Moab?
佢话去嗰度住咗十年。
And、they dwell there about 10 years.
如果唔系佢死咗嘅话咧，可能佢唔止住十年。
If it was not for his death, perhaps he would have stayed longer than 10 years.
佢唔系喺嗰度寄居。
It's not just to sojourn there.
佢喺嗰度定居。
He is there to settle down.
啊，今日我哋个属灵嘅光景系咪如此咧
？Is that our spiritual condition today？
啊，今日好多时我哋喺世界里边啊，寻求一啲嘅满足，各种各样都有。
Many a times we seek much pleasure in this world at various pleasures.
啊。我哋今日唔系律法主义话呢样做得，嗰样唔做得，因为主俾我哋里边啊有了解有明白嘅。
Today we understand the Lord does not coerce us to put us under the law. This we can do and this we cannot do.
啊，有阵时啊，我哋睇电视。
At times we watch TV.
啊，有阵时啊，有啲人睇戏。
Sometimes we go to the movies.
啊，但系我哋同弟兄姊妹一齐嘅时候，我哋唔系一齐去睇戏。
But when we're together with brothers and sisters, what is it that we do? Do we go off to the movies together?
我哋系咪啊一齐去世界里边寻求一啲满足？但系我哋冇神嘅丰富，你要分俾弟兄姊妹。
Do we seek together with brothers and sisters to enjoy that of the world? Yet when we're together, we do not have the abundance of the Lord to share with one another.
啊，这个是啊一啲嘅例子啊。
Now these are some examples.
啊，还有这个俾我睇见啊，这个一嗱呢个讲佢一家，一家我哋可以想到教会里边嘅情况。
Here when it speaks of this family, when it speaks of a family, perhaps we can consider of the condition in the church.
啊，我哋点样啊带领啊？带领啲小羊啊。
How are we able to lead the flock?
啊，还有呢个一家咧，又嗰阵讲到我哋自己，我哋嘅家庭。
When we say family, we can look at it as our own family.
我哋点样样嚟到带领啊我哋嘅儿女
？How is it that we will lead our children?
啊，好多时到啊儿女出咗去啊长大到中学有问题，或者到大学有问题嘅时候咧，我哋就话哎呀好啊要祷告。
Many a times when we, our children grow and they're in high school and they're off to college and issues arise, then we say, oh, I must come to the Lord in prayer then.
啊，但系我哋冇想到我呢个作为亚比米勒嘅，我带一家，我平时喺啊生活嘅里边啊，点样样嚟到带领佢哋？
Yet as Elimelech, we do not consider throughout our lives today how is it we have led them throughout?
啊，路德记系讲到生命嘅带领。
The book of Ruth speaks on the guidance of life.
我哋究竟喺生命里边啊，点样样作榜样带领我哋嘅儿女
？In life, how have we led our children as examples to them?
呢个都系喺呢个路德记里边咧啊，俾我哋啊，你即系进入思想嘅时候咧，有更多嘅思想。
These are also much thought for us to consider when we meditate upon this book.
我哋以为我哋去寄居一啲啲，但我哋唔系寄居，我哋系去咗个定居。
Perhaps our intention is I'll just temporarily sojourn there for a short while, but that does not end up to be the case.
呢度啊，你睇路德记啊，开始嗰个嘅转机咧，真系睇开始嘅时候系好惨，好惨啊！去到嗰度之后咧，死晒，所有男人都死晒。
Here we can see it is a very, very sad.Tragic beginning that when we sojourn in such a land, all the men died.
啊，直到有一日啊，这个啊拿俄米听见啊神嘅家有丰富。
Until one day when Naomi heard there is abundance in the house of God.
啊，佢就起意要带佢两个儿媳啊翻到去自己嘅国嘅里边。
Then she determined to take her two daughters-in-law.Back to her home.
啊，讲完喺嗰度好着重讲到呢个听见啊呢两个字。
Now the speaker share much focus on this word heard.
喺佢听见之前
，and before she have heard.
啊，佢话呢个这个丈夫啊，这个以利米勒必定要死。
And he shared that before she was able to hear of this, that the husband Elimelech must die.
马伦一定要死。
The Mahlon must die.
基廉一定要死。
And Chilion must also die.
佢话佢哋系死得好啊。
And he put it in a way that it is good, a good death, a timely death.
系咯，唔系佢啊？做乜咁黑心话人死得好啊
？We cannot say how he is cursing them to death. No.
佢话喺我哋每个人嘅里边都有一个以利米勒。
But he shared that each one of us, in our situation, there is an Elimelech.
啊，这个向世界妥协，啊，这个在世界里边寻求满足的，这个必定要死。
That is this intention of compromising with this world, that we would be in union with this world, that must come to an end to death.
啊，这个疾病的、软弱的，必定要死，这个是他两个仔的名字的意思。
And that the meaning of the two sons, sickly and illness that these two who are pinely and sickly, they must also die as well.
啊，这个是这个的肉体的软弱，你要克制它的，这个必定要死。
That is the weakness of this flesh, that is a bondage, a hindrance to us, that must come to a death as well.
啊，他有一天，他就听见了，啊，听见。
And one day, Naomi having heard,
他讲到这个听见呢，那是生命里面的感觉。
He mentioned that this hearing then is this feeling in life.
啊，不怕你落到几堕落，几黑暗，啊，几低沉都好。
Regardless of how low we have fallen, how fallen and corrupt we are.
啊，有阵时我哋多多少少，我都曾经我个灵里边嘅状况系落到一个咁低沉。
And we more or less have experienced such a condition, our spirits are low and dim.
啊，或者我哋犯罪，或者我哋远离神。
Perhaps we have sinned or we're far away from God.
但系有时 啊，神嗰个亮光一照，呢、这个生命嘅感觉，你听到一啲嘅嘢，系从里边啊听到嘅，啊你就会回头。
But when the light of God comes upon us and sheds light, and we have heard a little bit, and it is the spirit of life, then we would return.
好似嗰个嘅浪子一样。
Just as that prodigal son.
嗰个浪子冇人同佢讲道。
That the prodigal son, no one have spoken unto him.
甚至乎冇啊弟兄冇亲人去揾到佢翻嚟嘅。
There was no brother, no kinsman to seek him out.
啊，但系神用环境俾佢睇见，我点解会落到嗰个咁嘅地步
？But through the circumstances, God has shown him why am I in such a situation?
啊，点解我而家连猪吃嘅我都冇
？Why is it that I cannot even eat what the pigs are eating?
呢个神兴嘅环境俾佢从里边有一个感觉。
The circumstances which God has risen has given him this guidance, this feeling in life.
冇人同佢讲道，但系想起佢得罪咗父，又得罪咗天。
No one has spoken words to him, but he has come to himself that he has known he has sinned against the Father and against heaven.
所以只要我哋里边啊有生命，呢、这个生命能够动工嘅。
So as long as there's life within us, this life will be at work.
喺我哋嘅身上边啊，都系如此。
That is the case in each one of us.
我哋嘅人咧，我哋耳朵咧，我哋好垃圾啊！咩声音我都听嘅。
Now as far as our ears are concerned, it is very mixed. We will hear all sorts of sounds.
我哋可以听到喺神家里边有好多好处。
We can hear there is much goodness in the house of God.
啊，但我哋仍然可以挪移我嘅帐棚啊！我哋话我听到，哎呀，边度有好，边度有咩好？我哋好多声音嘅。
Yet we're still willing to shift our tent and settle down. We hear this is good, that is good, and we hear much voices.
啊，但系啊呢、这个啊拿俄米咧，啊佢里边咧，一方面系神嘅怜悯，一方面咧佢系排除好多杂音啊。
As far as Naomi is concerned, on the one hand it is the mercy of God. On the other hand, she has put out much of the mixture of the voices of the sounds.
啊，佢能够有一个喜悦。啊、要翻到、啊、神嘅家嘅里边去。
That she was determined to return to the house of God。
呢个就系我交通少少，等住咪交通上，我就思想喺呢一切。
This is a little bit of my sharing when brothers and sisters share. This is the thoughts that I meditated upon。
我交通唔多。
And my sharing here。
以前睇路德记啊。
In the past, when I read the book of Ruth.
表面路德记唔知大家有冇咁样觉得吓？我就觉得吓，好似系一个灰姑娘嘅故事。
On the surface, outwardly, I don't know if everyone else feels this way, but I feel that it reminds me of the story of Cinderella.
又好似一出嗰啲穷寡妇嘅奋斗史。
Also, a story of the poor widow.
总系觉得圣经里边有一卷咁嘅书吓，喺表面睇好似净系想交代一下主耶稣肉身嘅嗰啲即系祖先嗰个来龙去脉。
Feel that maybe outwardly we see a story like this, and it just wants to show us the story. The background of Jesus.
咁但系弟兄今次就讲俾我哋听。
But our brother tells us this time.
佢话路德记所记载嘅系一班走喺神心意线上嘅一班人。
That what Ruth records is a group of people who are following after the heart of the Lord.
佢系指出咗一条能够叫教会从荒凉嘅里边去进到神旨意嘅丰富里边嘅一条恢复嘅路。
And it points out for us the way out of famine and desolation into the abundance of God.
咁弟兄都有提到，头先姊妹都有讲路德记嗰个背景就系士师记嗰个嘅背景吓。
So it was shared earlier by our sister that the book of Ruth occurs during the day, the age of judges.
咁士师记个背景系点样呢
？So what actually is the background of these day of the judges？
当时可以讲系内忧外患。
You can say that it was internally, externally it was looked very great, but internally it was actually very, very bad.
不是，即系内忧外。
Oh, both outward and inward, it was actually very, very bad.
在外面他是当时以色列人是有那些外族的那个侵扰。
So you see on the outside, outwardly, you can, they were being attacked, the Israelites were being attacked by different groups of people, outside tribes.
而内部呢他们自己支派之间也有纷争。
And internally, there was dispute among their own tribes.
仲要加上当时喺到士师记最后嗰一句话就讲到话以色列人当中冇王，然后各人任意而行。
And in the end of the book of Judges, it says that in those days there was no king, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
咁所以弟兄就讲，当时系一个好黑暗、好混乱，亦都系好荒凉嘅境况。
So we see at that time, our brother shared that was a very turbulent, very confused.Time, a very desolate time.
咁弟兄仲讲，我哋今日教会就喺咁样嘅境况嘅里边。
And our brother also shared that this is the condition, this is the state of the church today.
咁我就思想，我哋今日教会点样喺咁样嘅境况里边咧
？And so I thought to myself, meditated on this. How is it that the church is in this kind of a condition today?
咁我哋都知道哈，我哋当今我哋喺出边嘅话，我哋有撒旦用着各种嘅引诱喺度嚟引诱我哋，亦都嚟攻击我哋哈。
And we see on the outside, we see that Satan has all sorts of ways to attack us, to tempt us.
咁我哋喺内部教会又点咧
？And inside, within us, within the church, what is the condition?
我哋都知道有好多问题，有分门别类啊，亦都致使教会分裂啊，呢一啲嘅问题啊。
And we see internally within the church there are a lot of divisions and separation.
咁教会里边有冇王咧？系咪好似呢班以色列人咁咧
？So within the church, is it like the Israelites here? Is there a king?
咁我哋有时都不得不承认吓，我哋有时真系好似冇王咁，因为我哋根本就冇遵行神嘅心意，而系按照我自己嘅心意喺度各人任意而行啊。
And we have to confess that oftentimes it is such that there is no king, and we will just do according to our own will and what is right in our own eyes.
所以我哋今日教会嘅光景真系好似当时路德记嗰个情形，士师记里边嗰个时期一样。
So indeed, today the condition of the church is.That of the condition of the time of the judges.
所以弟兄就话，我哋就要悔改，我哋要复兴。
And so our brother shared that we need to repent and we need to be restored.
咁头先姊妹都有讲到话，有弟兄 share 咗，有分享咗有几点。
And as our sister shared, there's a few points.
即系复兴需要有几点。
That in order to be revived, there are a few points.
咁 Simon 頭先就講咗關於嗰第一點，就係脱離嗰個靈裏邊嗰個嘅饑荒，要追求嗰個滿足啊。
And our brother Simon had just shared to escape, to go away from that famine within us, to enter into fullness.
咁我就交通一下弟兄所講嘅第二點裏邊講到話，我哋要有正確嘅引導嚇，免得偏離咗神嘅旨意。
So I'll share on the second point where we need to have the correct guidance, lest we be led astray.
咁我哋都知道喺路德记里边，路德嗰个正确嘅引导就系拿俄米嗰个嘅预表吓，即系拿俄米。
So we know in the book of Ruth that the correct guidance is found in the character of Naomi.
咁拿俄米就系嗰个圣灵嘅预表。
And the Naomi is a symbol, a type for the Holy Spirit.
咁我哋都知道路德吓，佢唔单止系拣选咗拿俄米同佢嘅神。
We see that not only did Ruth chose Naomi and her God，
佢仲要系顺服拿俄米一切所讲嘅话。
She was also obedient to all that Naomi commanded。
咁正如我哋今天都一样吓，我哋今天 好，我哋在座，我相信大部分人我哋都系拣选咗神，系嘛？
And for us as well, I believe that most of us have chosen God.
但我哋有冇好似路德顺服拿俄米咁样，我哋顺服圣灵一切嘅话咧
？But have we done as Ruth has done, where she obeyed completely, absolutely to Naomi? Have we absolutely, are we absolutely obedient to God?
喺路德记里边，路德系一个好好嘅榜样，我哋讲吓。
In the book of Ruth, we see that Ruth is a very good example.
因为佢，我哋知道拿俄米为佢策划咗一个嘅一个嘅计划。
We see that Naomi had prepared a plan for her.
但系呢个计划，我哋都知道系好大胆、好奇怪，亦都好危险嘅。
We know that this plan was very bold and is very dangerous.
咁但系路德系冇质疑嘅，冇问点解啊？你解释一下啦吓咁。
But Ruth never asked Naomi to explain herself, or can you tell me why?
佢就只系顺服。
She just obeyed.
咁好似头先有弟兄讲话，我哋好难去理解路德点可以作出咁样嘅顺服啊？
Just as our brother shared earlier, it's very difficult for us to understand how Ruth could be so obedient.
我自己都有思想呢一个嘅问题。
I too have meditated upon this.
我相信我唔知道，因为圣经里边都冇记载，究竟路德对于拿俄米嘅神有几咁了解。
The Bible doesn't record, and I'm not sure, but I'm not sure how much Ruth knew Naomi's God.
但系我哋可以体会得到路德对于拿俄米系一个令到我哋今日好难以理解嘅一个忠诚。
But we see that Ruth had a devotion to Naomi, a devotion that is very difficult for us to understand today.
或者讲系一个好忠诚嘅爱，对拿俄米嘅一个爱。
We can even say that it was a very devoted love towards Naomi.
我相信系因着呢一个爱，所以佢愿意跟随拿俄米翻嚟伯利恒，一个佢唔熟悉嘅地方。
I believe it's because of this love that Ruth was willing to follow Naomi to Bethlehem, a land that she was not familiar with.
亦都系因着呢一个嘅爱吓，佢愿意听从拿俄米嘅嗰啲嘅即系嗰啲嘅指引或者嗰啲嘅指示。
And it was this love that allowed Ruth to follow the direction of Naomi, the directions of Naomi.
咁另外一方面，當然亦都係因著路德對於拿俄米係一個好單純嘅一個嘅心。
And of course, it was also because Ruth had a very pure heart towards Naomi.
如果佢多啲諗頭嘅話，諗下其他嘢嘅話，咁我相信佢唔會揀選跟拿俄米翻去伯利恒。
I believe that if she had more, if she had thought about it more, if she had more thoughts, she would probably have not wanted to follow Naomi to Bethlehem.
但我哋今日所缺少嘅就系呢一样咁单纯同埋倚靠嗰个心。
And I think that's what we lack today is this pure heart, this this dependence.
我记得喺我哋琴日星期六我哋交通嗰个彼得前书吓。
And I remember what we shared on First Peter on Saturday.
里边讲到撒旦就好似咆哮嘅狮子喺度寻找可吞吃嘅人。
It records that Satan is like a prowling lion, waiting to devour us.
咁边啲人先至系撒旦要吞吃嘅人咧？或者讲边啲人容易成为撒旦可以吞吃嘅人
？So who are the ones that Satan is wishing to devour, or who are the ones that are easy for Satan to devour?
就是那些心怀异意的人。
It is those who are double-minded.
如果你向着主是单纯的心，你什么都不想的，你只是眼望主的话，我相信其他东西是很难引诱到你。
If you're a pure-hearted, single-minded to the Lord, it will be difficult for anything else to tempt you.
就是因为你有了第二个心，你对世界上面的东西有兴趣，你又想去追求，撒旦才可以引诱到你，所以你不要赖撒旦，你自己都有很大的责任。
It's because you are double-minded. It's that things of this world can easily tempt you, and you can't blame it all on Satan. It's because you have these thoughts.
就是因为你心怀异意，所以你就成为了撒旦要吞吃的那个目标。
It's because you are double-minded that you have become the target of Satan.
咁呢个心怀异意当然喺丁拿弟兄喺交通雅各书度有讲到啊。
And this double-minded that we speak of is something that Brother Dana shared upon in the book of James.
咁讲到呢、这个路德吓，路德佢愿意接受呢个拿俄米嘅指引，弟兄就讲到，我哋要顺服嘅时候，必然引出一个系乜嘢，就系要付代价。
So back to Ruth, we talked about Ruth taking direction from Naomi, and so what does this entail? It entails paying a price.
因为你顺服嘅意思即系你要放弃自己嘅意思，去跟随圣灵嘅意思。
When you submit and you obey, you are following the Holy Spirit.
所以呢个就涉及到死己嘅问题。
So this touches upon dying to yourself.
因为我哋都讲咗好多就关于呢个己就系我哋喺神工作里边最大嘅阻拦。
And we talked much about how this self is the biggest obstacle to God's work.
所以弟兄有提到佢话工作咧系神作嘅。
Brother shared that the work is done by God.
咁我哋要做咩咧？就系死己。
What is it that we have to do? We must die to ourselves.
所以他说如果你能够向自己死的话呢这个就会成为最有力的武器。
And so if you're able to die to yourself, then this is the most effective weapon.
因为你死了的话仇敌对你都无可奈何。
Because if you're dead, then the enemy has no, can do nothing to you.
因为我们知道现在在我们今天仇敌就是用着各样的事情用来占据了我们最大限度地占据了我们的时间我们的精力和心思。
Because we know, we see today that the enemy tries to take over our time and our energy and uses that against us.
所以就成我们这个己就成为了那个神工作的阻拦。
So then we see that this self is the obstacle for God's work.
总的来讲在路德记里面弟兄有讲到那个路德记最大的意义是什么呢
And the brother shared that what is the biggest, the most important meaning in the book of Ruth?
他说是引进君王。
It's to bring in the king.
Yeah. 那当时讲到即是大卫呢
At that point, they were talking about King David.
然后就建立国度，即是以色列国。
To establish the nation of Israel.
结束荒凉就是士师时期那些荒凉。
To end the desolation in the time of the judges.
一分钟，不好意思。
One more minute, sorry.
咁我们今天教会同样是处在这个荒凉的境况里面。
So today, the church is also in this time of desolation.
所以同样如果我们要结束这个荒凉就怎样呢
So if we want to end this time of desolation, what do we do?
就是要教会成熟。
We need the church to mature.
然后叫我们的主耶稣能够快地作王。
So that our Lord Jesus can come quickly to become king.
然后让基督的国早日的降临。
So the kingdom of Christ can come soon.
这个也是神永远的旨意。
And this also is the eternal purpose of God.
所以路德记里面其实就是提醒我们。
So in fact, the book of Ruth reminds us.
叫我们要跟随圣灵的引领。
We need to follow according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们要活在生命的里面。
We need to live, live in life.
这一条指出的是一条就是教会从荒凉的里面能够进入到神的旨意丰富里面的路。
And this points to the path in which we are to come out of this desolation and enter into the fullness of Christ.
我都愿意弟兄姊妹我们互相勉励我们共同走在这一条的路上面。
And may we encourage one another and to walk onto this path.
交通是这么多。
And I end my sharing here.
我就想接住弟兄姊妹刚才所交通的在那一点关乎荒凉的光景，同埋点样脱离 呢個荒涼嘅光景嘅呢一個方向裏邊交通。
I like to follow on with the sharing of brothers and sisters on the direction of famine and how can we be delivered from this condition of the famine.
我哋嘅弟兄喺冬令會裏邊好清楚咁講俾我哋聽，我哋嘅弟兄姊妹亦都repeat 啊，將嗰、那個路德記嘅呢一個嘅整卷書嘅喺神嘅心意嘅裏邊嗰個計劃嘅步驟咁樣交通咗出嚟。
I believe brothers and sisters have heard and familiar with how our brother shared with us the story of Ruth and the process, and he has shared that very clearly with us.
咁弟兄姊妹明唔明白？
I don't know if brothers and sisters have understood.
啊，明明白。
Have we understood?
我哋喺嗰度幾日喎，聽咗咁多堂喎。
We have been there for several days and many messages.
啊，翻嚟又再一次嘅重複喎。
And we have returned and repeated again.
冇人岌頭啊。
No one is naughty.
盼望主开我哋嘅眼光吓，可以让我哋真系听见，又睇见，又能够进入到去。
May the Lord truly open our eyes that we may see and hear and enter into。
咁啊，如果弟兄姊妹听完之后翻嚟，仲系好似未去嗰时候一样，咁我觉得呢个就好可惜噶啦吓。
If brothers and sisters have heard, but when we return, it is as if we have not heard, then that will be such a in vain.
咁如果我哋去完，我哋听完，但我哋又未行活得出嚟。
If we have went and heard, and yet we are have not able to live out.
我哋就要继续嘅喺神面前喺度靠。求主俾我哋能够真系有咁样嘅行动，有咁嘅活出嚟。
We need to ask the Lord to really enable us to have the life to live it out。
冇错，当时个喺路德记嗰时嘅环境，个属灵嘅光景咧系非常非常嘅黑暗嘅时候。
Yes, the condition of the people of God during those days were in darkness。
是没错，在个荒凉的情况的底下。
It was in a situation of desolation.
我们都要承认我们今天都在一个荒凉的情况的底下。
And we confess we are in a likewise situation today.
啊，你不要说，不是，我们有这么多冬令会，又有 WCCC, 又哪个弟兄过路，又这么多聚会都荒凉。
Perhaps we say no, we have.Much meetings. We have the Winter Conference, the West Coast Christian Conference, and brethren passing by. We have so many meetings. How can there be desolation?
弟兄姊妹聚会多唔等于我哋就系丰富。
Brothers and sisters, because we have many meetings, it does not mean there is a satisfaction.
要真系活出主自己嘅心意，咁样我哋先至系唔喺荒凉嘅里边。
Only when we live out the will of God, then we would not be in this condition where there's desolation.
好啦，我哋知道咩系荒凉，点解神要让我哋容让我哋喺呢个咁样嘅环境嘅里边。
Now we know there's desolation, and we all now realize why God has allowed for us to be in this situation.
咁啊，我哋识晒呢啲啦，我又。又即系讲埋咩系神永远嘅旨意噶啦。
And now we know all of this. We have such knowledge. We know how to say what is the will of God.
咁样我哋系咪去脱离荒凉呢
Does that mean now we have departed away from barrenness?
都唔系噶，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
喺路德嘅身上面，我哋学习到一样嘅事情。
Upon Ruth, we're able to learn this.
大家都提嘅，
and we have mentioned it.
大家都好羡慕嘅。
We all long for this.
我哋大家都觉得呢个系对嘅。
And we feel this is right.
系乜嘢呢？
What is that?
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
路德说，凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。
Ruth said, all that thou sayest to me, I will do.
我们读的时候很简单的，只是这句说话，凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。
All that thou sayest to me, I will do.
凡你所说的，谁所说的？神所说的，不是你的丈夫所说，也不是你的妻子所说，也不是你的父亲母亲所说。
All that thou sayest unto me, who said, not your husband, not your wife, not your parents.
是神说。
All that thou sayest, that what God said.
凡你所吩咐的，当然路德又讲到是拿俄米，但是拿俄米我们知道是预表圣灵，是吧？凡圣灵在我们心里面所讲的，我必遵行，就是我们今天我们要做的。
Of course, as far as Ruth is concerned, she is speaking with Naomi, but Naomi is a type of the Holy Spirit, so what the Spirit says unto us, all that the Holy Spirit says unto us, the word of God, we shall do.
没人喜欢在荒凉的里面，是吗？
No one desires to be in desolation.
刚才弟兄又说，知道自己荒凉就好过不知道。
Now, Brother Sherrod, at least when we know we're in desolation, it's better that we know better, rather than we do not know.
因为你知道了就还是追求嘛，不是说你去追求准确的话不准确，但是在那里你知道你有需要。
It will be better for us to know there's a need, whether now after that there's an issue when we pursue if it's correct or not, but at the very least, we must know we have a need.
我们都知道现在我们不够了，现在不达到神的水准，我们在荒凉的情况底下，无论个人教会整体。
We must know that is our condition today is one of lack. It has not met the standard of God, whether it be individually speaking or corporately speaking.
怎样才能够跳出去这个荒凉的光景呢？
How are we able to jump out of this condition?
弟兄姐妹，这里就会告诉我们听，
Brothers,
凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。
Here it tells us,All that thou sayest to me, I will do.
我不知道神吩咐你什么。
I don't know what it is that God have told you.
我知道神吩咐我什么。
But I know what God have told me.
那你我今天要负的责任就是你必遵行。
Today then, your responsibility, my responsibility is to do.
那有没有呢，弟兄姐妹？
Have we, brothers and sisters?
我们去完这个冬令会回来之后，
After we have returned from the winter conference,
我们识晒路德记里边嘅嘢。
We know all about Ruth now.
我又明白到啊，原来神咁样作工啊。
I realize then this is the way in which God works.
但对你有咩关系啊
？But as far as it is concerning you, what does that have to do with you？
今日你仲系好似上山之前咁嘅样子。
If today we're still in the condition we are in before we went on the mountain.
如果你系仲系沉睡嘅，而家你以前沉睡，而家你都系瞓紧觉。
If before we slumber and now our condition is still slumbering.
咁去聚会嚟有咩用咧？
Then what is the use of our meeting, brothers and sisters?
所以我哋今日要真系要活出嚟，这个就系今日我哋嘅行动要做嘅。
So, brothers and sisters, this is what our responsibility is today, is to have action to live it out.
这个是第一点。第二呢？
That's the first point. Secondly,
就是说当我们信服遵行他的吩咐的时候，
That is when we obey and do all that he commands us.
是带出来给我们很大的福气的。
What it will bring forth for us is a great blessing.
你不要以为我来聚会的了，嚟喺聚会嘅里边，咁我咪遵行神嘅心意咯。我翻到屋企，我就可以做我中意嘅嘢。
Now do not think when I come to meeting, then I'm obeying the command of the Lord, and then when I go back home, I can do whatever I want then.
咁呢个就唔喺呢个信服嘅里边噶啦。
And brothers and sisters, that is not in the obedience we're speaking of.
信服。同埋必遵行神嘅旨意就係信服啦。
Now obedience is to do all that God says.
我根本我哋要今日要用乜嘢嘅 态度来到对神，用乜嘢嘅心态来对神嘅话。
Now today, what is the attitude that we have toward the Word of God?
当我哋信服神
，When we obey God，
当我哋遵行神所吩咐嘅
，When we do all that He commands，
带嚟嘅系福气
，That brings a blessing，
带嚟系恩典
，It brings grace。
喺旧约嘅时候
，In the Old Testament，
神赐福俾佢哋
，God gave them blessing。
我哋睇一节嘅圣经系《申命记》。
Let us look to this passage in Deuteronomy
28
chapter 28.
佢就好清楚咁样讲俾以色列人听。
It clearly tells the Israelites，
当佢哋留心听神嘅话，又接受命令嘅时候，佢哋所得到嘅系乜嘢
？It tells the people that when they obey the word of God, what is it that they will receive?
成章都是讲讲呢件事嘅，不过我哋真系因为时间，我哋就唔咩啦。
The entire chapter speaks about this, but because of time, we won't read through the whole chapter.
第一节佢就话：你若遵留意听从耶和华你神嘅话，谨守遵行佢一切嘅诫命。
And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
第二节：你若听从耶和华你神嘅话。这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。
Verse 2, and all these blessings thou shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
那咁我哋好多嘅福气啊，今日唔讲。
Now there are much blessing there. We won't get into all of them.
但系十五节咧
，Verse 15,
神仲讲话，如果你唔听啊
，God will continue to say, but if It come to pass if thou wilt not hearken.
十五节，若你若不听从耶和华你神嘅话，不谨守遵行佢一切嘅诫命律例，就下边嗱，大家翻到自己度啦吓。
If thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, then we can read that on our own.
旧约嘅时候，神嘅话系咁清楚嘅。
The word of God is very clear in the Old Testament.
你听从就有咁样嘅后果。
If you hearken, this is the result.
你遵行神嘅话就有咁样嘅福气临到你身上。
If you obey the word of God, then this is the blessing that will come upon you.
如果唔听咧
？If not，
以后有啲咩咒诅，有咩嘅疾病啊、扰乱啊，通通都临到你。
Now what would there be? There will be the cursing, the vexation, and the rebuke. All this will come upon you.
咁所以弟兄姊妹，聪明嘅你。同埋我，你话应该拣咩呢
？Brothers and sisters, then someone who is wise, then for you and I, what shall we choose？
你话诶，呢旧约嘅律法。
You say this is the Old Testament。
我哋今日唔守律法嘅。
We are not under law today。
诶，我哋喺灵嘅里头。
We are in the spirit。
咁系咪真系唔讲啊
？Does it mean that we really do not speak of that？
我哋睇马约翰福音啊。
Let us look to the Gospel according to John.
John 福音十五章
Gospel according to John, chapter 15.
系点知系第十四章
Chapter 14. Verse 21.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that who loveth me, and he who loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
23节
Verse 23.
耶稣回答说：人若爱我。就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
点解我哋有时我哋觉得咁 闷嘅咧？
Why is it sometimes we just feel so dull？
有时我觉得聚会而家冇乜有咩兴趣啊，咁嚟讲嚟讲去，你呢几个讲，唔系你讲又佢讲。
And it is just so tasteless. We're not interested. It's either this person speaking or that person speaking.
听咗咁多年都听都闷晒啦，吓！你开声我就知你讲乜噶啦。
I've heard it all. Once you start to speak, I know what you're going to say.
好闷啊，咁样聚
会。Very boring.
揾啲新嘅方式，揾啲新样嚟做下。
Why don't you say some new words and have a new style?
弟兄姊妹，唔系呢，神唔向我哋讲说话，亦都唔系因为边啲人讲说话。是因为我们里面听不到神的声音。
Brothers and sisters, it is not that God is not speaking or who the speaker is, but it's within we have not heard the voice of God.
主耶稣说，有了我的命令又遵行的这个人就爱我，我就爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
The Lord Jesus, he said, he that hath my commandment and keep them, he is that who love me, and he who love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
所有嘅嘢从边度嚟啊？
So where does this all come from?
呢个灵里边出嚟。
It is from within, from our spirit.
所以我哋今日喺新约嘅里边，
so today,
我哋要做嘅。
In the New Testament, what we would do?
仍然系遵行神嘅旨意。
It is still to obey the word of God.
当我哋遵行神嘅旨意。
And when we obey the word of God.
他就怎样啊？
What does he do?
他就蒙父的爱我们，我也要爱他。
We will be loved of the Father, and he shall love us.
清楚吗，弟兄姐妹？
Are we clear, brothers and sisters?
所以我们想蒙福。
So if we want to be blessed,
想我们没事没干。
If we want to have rest and peace,
啊！就星期日嚟到，好似拜下神咁样，你祝福我以下一个礼拜。
It's just like idol worship. I come to worship you on Sunday, and you'll bless me for the week to come.
唔系咁嘅，弟兄姐妹。
It is not so, brothers and sisters.
你要遵行神嘅话。
We must do the will of God.
遵行佢嘅旨意。
And keep His will.
喺佢心，你喺圣灵喺你心里边讲咩说话，你知道嘅。
And all that the Spirit says to you, you know.
我哋要听话，接受佢嘅命令，咁样样。神就祝福我们。
We must obey, keep his commandments, then he shall bless us.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
弟兄姊妹早，早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我要好感谢神俾我参加今次嘅冬令聚会。
I really have to thank the Lord for allowing me to attend the winter conference this year.
咁咧，我本来咧就话我系喺国语组嘅，咁咧，但系我谂住我如果去国语组咧，我就唔识得祈祷，于是咧我就走咗去广东话第二组。
So initially I was in the Mandarin speaking group and I thought to myself, oh, I don't know, I won't be able to pray in Mandarin, so I ran to the Cantonese.
真係好感謝神喎、哦！喺廣東話第二組咧，神實就俾我睇到神嘅工作喺嗰度。
But praise the Lord that I saw His work in while I was in the Cantonese group.
有一次我哋三十號星期一第一次我哋嘅小組聚集嘅時候咧，我哋實在好蒙神嘅恩典。
On Monday, December 30th, we really were blessed by the Lord.
头先弟兄都讲下，你听咗咁多，咁啊应该要遵行系咪
？We already heard many times. We've heard so much. We hear it, and so we must obey.
咁啊嗰日咧，有一个姊妹咧就遵行咗神嘅旨意，我哋好感谢主。
And on that day, there was a sister who obeyed the voice of the Lord. And for that, we thank the Lord.
我都唔知道佢点解会有咁嘅感动，但系咧佢就同弟兄姊妹讲。佢好公開嘅同弟兄姊妹咁樣講咗呢嘅説話，我想會大概嘅講一次俾你大家聽。
So we don't know what led her to share about this, but she shared about this, and so I would tell brothers and sisters what a little bit about it.
佢話弟兄姊妹，如果我有得罪過你嘅，如果我有説話頂撞過你哋嘅，或者我態度對你哋唔好嘅，求你哋赦免我，我喺你哋面前道歉。求你哋原谅我。
And so she said that if in the past I had ever offended you or wronged you in any way, please forgive me.
我哋好感謝神，因為佢點解會有咁嘅帶領我哋唔知道嚇，但係我就知道呢、這個姊妹平時咧就係、是、苦埋口面嘅，好苦瓜乾咁嘅。
So we don't know what led to this, how she was led to this, but we praise the Lord. And for most of the time when we see the sister, she's a very long face, very sad.
咁亦都好，如果我要讲嘅，就我都话佢讲说话系会得罪别人嘅。
Oftentimes she, when she speaks, she does offend people.
咁但系佢咁讲嘅时候，我哋就系我自己心里头为佢感谢主。
So in my heart, I thought to myself, I really praise the Lord for her.
因为有人愿意喺人面前做一个咁嘅道歉，公开嘅道歉，呢个系好难得嘅。
Because it's very difficult, in fact, for someone to say this openly.
咁而且我总觉得我哋听神嘅话听咗好多，但系神嘅话话，我哋要遵行，因为凡佢所讲嘅，我哋要遵行。咁如果我哋要遵行嘅话咧？我哋就系要用行动嚟表达嘅。
We've heard already many times that when we hear, we should obey. So everything that we hear, we should obey the Lord.
咁而且咧，Dana 弟兄咧喺佢讲雅各书嘅时候咧，佢亦都讲咗一句。
And in Dana, Brother Dana's sharing in the book of James, he had said one thing.
佢话身体如果冇灵，身体冇灵魂咧系死嘅。
That if the body has no spirit, then it's dead.
即如信心冇行为，亦都系死嘅。
Just as faith without works is dead。
咁呢句实在好真系嘛？如果一个人佢话点解佢话佢死咗咧？因为佢个灵魂已经离开咗个身体，
so,
所以系冇灵魂嘅。
So in fact, this is very true. That if a body has no spirit, then we say the spirit has left, then it is dead.
咁如果我哋话我哋有信心，我哋相信我哋嘅神点样帮助我哋，相信我哋神点样嚟带领我哋行呢条天路。如果我哋有呢个嘅信心，如果我哋嘅行为行。唔可以达到讲平衡嘅话咧，呢个系真系死嘅，唔系真嘅信心。
So we say at the same rate, if we have faith but there are no works, then is that the same? Is it dead?
所以我实在系好感谢主喺呢一个小组，我哋嘅神更小组。我哋嘅分享小组里头，实在我经历到好主好大嘅怜悯，同埋睇到弟兄姊妹系非常嘅愿意敞开嘅向住我哋嘅主。
So I really praise the Lord that within this group, we saw that how they were open to the Lord.
咁所以我就觉得，点解我哋同神同行喺山上同神好亲密嘅时候，我哋就有咁嘅交通，有咁嘅。赞美咁嘅祈求分享咧。
So I would think that how is it that when we're up in the mountains, how do we have this fellowship and how do we have this prayer seeking after the Lord?
咁当然因为系有神嘅话喺当中。第二嚟咧就系话圣灵喺嗰度作工，但系最紧要就话我哋肯与神同行。
One is that we're willing to allow the God to work, but also that we're willing to walk with the Lord.
喺嗰个环境里头，我哋我哋听到好多神嘅话，然之后喺个环境里头，我哋同弟兄姊妹都好多嘅交通。喺嗰个环境里头咧，我哋好似除去咗一啲世界嘅杂念，世界俾我哋嘅工作，所以我哋就好专心嘅嚟听神嘅话，以致我哋有咁嘅回应，有咁嘅表达。
So in that type of environment, we're able to kind of block out all of the things of this world, to block out the distractions of this world, so we can have that form of expression.
所以我觉得其实最主要就话，我哋今日落咗山上，我哋都可以有咁愿意分享嘅一个性情嘅，就系我哋喺我哋嘅生活里头有冇好似喺山上嗰种同主嗰个亲密，同主嗰个交通。
Now that we've left the mountain, we've come down here, are we able to have that same kind of fellowship? Are we have to say, have that same kind of relationship?
我唔知道其他弟兄姊妹点样。我听到有个姊妹话，佢愿意多读神嘅话。
I don't know about any of you, but I heard one sister say, "Oh, I'm willing to read more of the Lord's word."
而我自己咧喺神面前话，神啊，我愿意多读你嘅话。
And I myself want to read more of God's word.
然之后咧，我话我唔净止要多读你嘅话，我仲要咧愿你自己俾我听到路德嗰个态度，我要好似路德嘅态度咁样嚟到紧紧嚟听你个吩咐我嘅嘢要做。
Not only do I want to read more of your word, but I want to be as Ruth to really follow closely what you tell me.
因为如果除咗咁之外咧，我一两个礼拜之后咧，好可能就翻去以嗰、那个不冷不热，好同神离得好远嘅嗰个关系噶啦。
It's very easily after a few weeks, I will return to that condition where I'm neither cold nor hot.
所以我觉得神嘅话实在系我哋主要嗰个粮食，因为人食神活着唔系单靠食物，系靠神口中嘅话嘅。
So indeed, it's the word of God, for we live not by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of our Lord.
然之后咧，除咗我哋嘅嗰个读神嘅话之外咧，然之后就有我哋嘅祷告。
Other than to read God's word, we also have our prayer.
我总觉得祷告实在系使我哋能够得胜嘅。
I really feel that we can be victorious through prayer.
我常常喜欢唱一首诗歌，呢首诗歌我想读出嚟俾听，就系话。祈祷使我能得胜。
And I often like to sing this hymn, and one of the lines is, prayer allows me to be victorious.
可开天上嘅天父门。
It can open up the heaven's gates.
祈祷使我常得胜。
Prayer will lead me to victory.
所以我真系愿意劝勉我自己。提醒我自己，亦都系向神有一个咁嘅承诺，就话神啊，我愿意多祷告，多读经。
So this is a prayer, a reminder for myself to read God's word more and to pray more.
然之后咧，我话主啊，我愿意与你同行。
And I would say to myself, Lord, I want to walk with you.
过去几十年嘅日子里边，神拉住我嘅手，要我经过咁多嘅年日，但系我常常都觉得系。被逼嘅，有阵时系好似唔系我想行，系神拉住我行，系佢嘅恩典拉住我行。
And all these years, throughout all these years, I felt that it's the Lord leading me, pulling my arm and dragging me, and I was unwilling, and He's just dragging me along.
我只系求主俾我一个顺服嘅心，系有一个愿意与神同行嘅心。
I just pray that I have a willing heart, a heart that is willing to walk with the Lord.
最后咧，我希望弟兄姊妹读一节圣经。就喺尼加书第六章第八节，大家我哋可以一齐读尼加书喺旧约，如果系上下页嘅咧，就系1091页。
So lastly, I want to share a verse with brothers and sisters. It's in the book of Micah.
1091页尼加书第六章第八节。
Chapter 6,
六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.The book of Micah.
我哋可以一齐读。
We can read it together.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。我感谢神，呢句说话系我灵修嘅时候喺Daily Bread嗰度睇到嘅。
I thank the Lord that this was, these were words that I, during my devotion time, I saw in the daily bread.
而且啱啱就系我自己向我哋喺路德记里头睇到嘅就话，凡你所吩咐的，我都要遵行嘅嗰个意思。
And this is similar to the meaning behind Ruth, where all that you command, where she says, all that you command, I will follow.
但系呢度加上一样就话，你要行公义，要好怜悯，又存谦卑嘅心。
But here it even adds to that, to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
我有一个好深好深嘅感觉，就话我哋实在冇一个爱人嘅心，我自己冇一个好怜悯嘅心，所以求神真系将佢个爱多加我身上，我能够可以怜悯，有怜悯有爱人嘅心。
I feel that I don't have one that loves enough and to love mercy. I just pray that the Lord will give me that.
愿我哋今年都有一个咁嘅心意，就系话你要行公义，要好怜悯，要存一个谦卑嘅心与神同行。呢个系我哋希望大家一齐嘅嚟到勉励。
And this is my encouragement and my desire that we would all be able to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God.
我接住 Natalie 交通，因为我想交通 Dana 嘅信息，我就一直系等。终于 Natalie 讲咗一句 Dana 嘅信息，所以我而家跟上去。
I was waiting to share on Dana's message, so now that Natalie mentioned it, I'd like to follow on.
Dana 提到有新約四卷書，希伯來書、雅各書、彼得前後書呢四卷書。都是讲到圣洁。
Dana mentioned that there are four books in the New Testament, and these four books speak on holiness.
这四卷书的结尾都提到主再来。
These four books mention about the Lord's return.
所以他说如果相信主再来的人才会预备好自己。
It is only those who truly believe in the Lord's return, they are those who shall prepare themselves.
如果你是随随便便的基督徒就不会很重视这件事。
If you're a casual Christian, you will not take notice of this.
他又说到神在这里救，即是通过这四卷书看到神在这里救我们这些得救的人的魂。
He shared that through these four books, we're able to see that these books tell us that God's salvation for those who are saved is the salvation of the soul. We know that our spirit is quickened instantaneously.
将来主回来我们身体得赎又是一瞬间。
And when the Lord shall return, the redemption of our body is also in a moment.
但这个魂的得救是一条非常漫长的路。
But yet the salvation of the soul is a very long process.
因为我们自己的老我实在太强了。
Because this old self is extremely strong.
所以可以说我们从得救那一刻一直到见主面，我们都是这个魂的得救的那个过程中。
Therefore, we can say from the moment that we are saved until the moment we shall see the Lord, that is the process of the salvation of our soul.
在第二堂中有两句说话很摸到我。
During the second message, there are these words that touched me.
第一点，他说这个世界不懂得读圣经的。
Now, the first point is that the world does not know how to read the Bible.
但是他们懂得读你。
But they know how to read you.
因为你们就是神的圣经。
For you are the words of God.
我昨天专门再翻听一次，他就是这样说，你们是神的圣经。
I purposely listened to this again yesterday. He says that you are the word of God.
Bible.
You are the Bible of God.
他说如果你是正直的，人可以看到你的分别。
If you are upright, man is able to see of your consecration.
他们就会去读圣经。
And they will read the Bible.
这个问题就是我们作为神的儿女有没有这个见证在这个世界上。
As the children of God, this tells us that if we bear his testimony in this world or not.
我们有没有企得正？
Are we upright?
我们有没有清洁的心？
Do we have a holy heart?
第二点是他讲到一个讲到信心同埋行为系唔分得开嘅。
The second point he shared is that faith and works cannot be separate.
佢系你嘅信心喺个工作中显出嚟。
That your faith is manifested in your works.
咁你嘅工作系为信心而作。
That your work is a result of your faith.
如果你嘅行为同埋你嘅信心系分开，呢、这个就系宗教。
If your faith and your works are separate, then that is religion.
咁佢就手举得好高，就举个例子。
So he raised his hands, his voice, and he gave an example.
啊，佢话如果有个弟兄有难处咁啊，我就为佢啊，我为祷告神啊，求神祝福你啊。跟住佢就将只手伸喺个裤袋，将个裤袋咁啊拉出嚟。
If he gave a demonstration, is that with his hands, he say to the brother who has a need, he says, I'll pray for you, and I'll commit you to the Lord in prayer. And then he put down his arms into his pocket, and he pulled out his hands.
呢个动作我真系记得好清楚。
And I remember very vividly this action.
佢话咁啊，你应该有你个裤袋入边攞啲嘢出嚟俾呢个弟兄啊。
Then you ought to take something out in your pocket for this brother.
所以呢个我哋就谂起圣经入边讲啊，同个弟有男处个弟兄就话啊，我同你祷告，你平平安安地去吧。
And so we know these words in the Bible. We say to our brother who is in need, I will pray for you and go in peace.
所以Dana 嗰个动作就完全就将呢个道理就讲得好清楚啦。
So the action of our brother Dana really express those words.
咁圣经讲到阿伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
The Bible tells us that Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
他又得称为神的朋友。
And he was also called a friend of God.
这样看来人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。
Therefore, it tells us in the Bible that man is justified by works and not by faith alone.
丁娜话，阿伯拉罕的袋入边只有以撒。
Dana shared, in the pocket of Abraham, there is only Isaac.
神向他要，他就给神。
God asked Abraham for him, and he gave to God.
这一点对我触动很大。
This touched me greatly.
信主这么多年，遇到过一次又一次的难处。
I believe in the Lord for so many years, I've encountered many difficulties one after another.
但是每次神都带我们行过。
But each and every time God leads us through.
神又将很多祝福放在我们的袋里面。
God has also put much blessings in our pocket.
但是我们是不是只是伸手向神要祝福的人？
But are we only those who would lift our hands to God to want more blessings?
没说神现在要我们好像阿伯拉罕袋里面只有以撒要问我们要这样东
西。Not only as if it is like Abraham for us today before God, there's only Isaac in our pocket.
神只是向你要少少。
And God only asks very little of you.
我们很多时都不舍得给。
Yet, even so, many a times we're not willing.
我们病神医了我们。
We are ill and God has healed us.
现在神要你摆上啲时间为服侍佢。
And God is requesting a little bit of your time to serve him.
我哋有冇保留？
Do we have any reservation?
神现在祝福咗你，俾你一个好好嘅工作。
God has blessed you with good work.
神要你为佢摆上一点嘅时候，我哋系咪完全肯俾神？
When God asks a very little of you, are we willing to offer that to God?
神系经济上边帮助咗你，俾你有富足。
God has assisted you with your finances to bless you richly.
我们又没有为自己保留。
Have we withheld anything for ourselves?
所以这个信息我会反复在心中，反复思想。
So I'll meditate upon these words.
下次当觉得神向我要什么的时候。
So when God has a request of me next time.
我又想到阿伯拉罕将他唯一所有的以撒愿意给神。
I recall that Abraham is willing to give his only and all to God. I'd like to share with brothers and sisters from the book of John, chapter 4. I was also wanting to share with brothers and sisters from Deuteronomy, but William has already mentioned chapter 28, so...If brothers and sisters like, you can read Deuteronomy chapter 11 on your own at home.
剛才本來想跟大家交通生命記，但剛才 William 已經交通了生命記28章，所以如果大家有時間的話，可以自己讀生命記第11章。
And that really tells us of the land which God brings us in and the condition by which we are to live in the land.That we may know and experience God.
因为在那一章的圣经实在是讲到神是将我们带到那块地那里，也都要我们在那块地那里享受他的丰盛。
How to know and experience God.
也都在那里去怎样去认识和去经历神。
So John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
I think we're very familiar with this and we think of the woman by the well.
我哋应该好熟悉因为系讲到呢个撒玛利亚嘅妇人。
And then we think of the water.
亦都谂到呢个水。
But here it speaks of food as well.
呢度亦都讲到系嗰个粮。
Many times we're familiar with Matthew chapter 4 and we say man does not live by bread alone but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
我哋好多时都系熟悉马太福音系讲到人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But here in John chapter 4 verse 8 it says,
但喺约翰福音第四章第八节嗰度讲到。
For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat.
那是門徒遵城買食物去了。
And so this is the time where Jesus meets the Samaritan woman and has this conversation with her about the living water.
就在这个时候耶稣去遇见这个撒玛利亚妇人亦都是讲到这个水。
And then the disciples return from buying food.
門徒就回来买完食物之后就回来。
Verse 31.
第31节。
In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat.
那里这期间門徒对耶稣说拉比请吃。
But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of.
耶稣回答我有食物吃是你们不知道的。
Therefore said the disciples one to another, Have any man brought him aught to eat?
門徒就彼此对问说莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗
?Verse
34. 第34节。
Jesus said unto them,
耶稣说
My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意成就作成他的功。
My food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意作成他的功。
This is the food that satisfies our Lord.
这个食物就是能够满足我们主那个的食物。
So as our brother shared, when there is a famine, when there is a need, a spiritual void, what do we seek pleasure in? Where is our satisfaction from?
就好似弟兄交通道当有这个饥荒有这个属灵的饥荒的时候我们用什么来去满足我们自己呢
we have heard much of the word of God.
我们已经听过神的话了。
Our brother Sher, we know the knowledge and we can repeat it.
弟兄交通道我们也都晓得那个知识。
But if we're merely hearers of the word and not doers, we deceive ourselves.
但是我们只是听到不行道的话我们就是自欺欺人了。
But may the Lord help us that our food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
但是实在愿意神让我们晓得我们的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
Then are we satisfied?
然后我们就能够得到满足。
Not only physically, but more so spiritually.
不单止我们肉体上面满足我们的灵也都得到满足。
There would not be famine and We would not need to seek elsewhere.
我哋就唔会遇见呢个饥荒，亦都唔去到世界嗰度去寻找食物。
Just as the hymn we sang earlier, within the veil and without the camp.
就好似头先诗歌讲到喺呢个幔子里面亦都要去走出呢一个营外。
There is much for us to meditate upon from the rich words the Lord has spoken to us through our brothers.
藉着弟兄神向我们所讲的话我们实在要是慢慢仔细的去思想。
I'd just like to share also mention about the genealogy which our brother mentioned in Matthew chapter 1.
亦都想同大家交通下在马太福音所讲到耶稣的家谱。
Which is also the last words of the book of Ruth.
亦都是路德记最后所讲的话这个家谱。
When we read into those words, we realize then it is from Abraham to David.
当我们读这些话的时候我们就见到是由到亚伯拉罕去到大卫。
But when we meditate and the Lord shows us more, then it will show us much more.
但是当我去慢慢去思想的时候神就给我们见到更多。
Not only does it show us from Abraham to David, from faith to the throne.
不单止俾我哋见到系由亚伯拉罕去到大卫，由呢一个信心去到呢一个嘅宝座。
Which is God's desire for each of His children who believe in Him.
由信心到宝座，就系神希望喺我哋每一个相信主嘅人上边经历嘅。
But more so, this is a reality which the Lord brings us into.
而呢一点亦都系这个神希望我们进入的一个实际里面。
From the type to the reality.
是由这个预表是进入这个实际。
From that which is temporal to that which is eternal.
是从这个短暂的进入这个永远的。
From the earthly to the heavenly.
是从这个属地的是进入这个属天的。
So when we live in order to do his will.
当我们活着是为着成全他的旨意的时候。
May the Lord really bring us to that reality that we do not live in the presence of our situation today.
实在愿主带进我们这个实际就是我们不再专注在属地现今那个的境况里面。
But as we live, may we live in the presence of the Lord.
但我们活着的时候我们要活在神的同在里面。
For that is the reality.
因为神的同在就是我们那个的实际。
The story of Ruth,the things that are around us today are only a type, only a shadow.
路德记的故事同埋我哋今日所遇见嘅事情全部都系嗰个嘅预表。
But through these, the Lord desires for us to experience Him and to bring us into reality.
但系藉着路德神要我哋见到我哋要去经历佢自己神就会将我哋带进嗰个实际里面。
So when we continue to read on chapter 4, verse 35,
当我们继续读约翰福音第四章第三十五节的时候
Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then come harvest.
你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗
Behold, I say unto you,
我告诉你们
Lift up your eyes,
举目向田观看
And look on the fields,
向田观看
For they are white, ready to harvest.
庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
We like to say there are still yet 4 months to harvest.
我哋时常都会讲仲有四个月至要收割。
The Lord is not yet returned.
主仲未翻嚟嘅。
But the Lord says.
但系主咁样讲。
Behold, I say unto you.
我实在告诉你们。
They are white.
庄稼已经熟了
ready for harvest.
可以收割了
Are we those who are living in the presence of God today?
我们是不是现今活在神自己里面呢
Are we those, as our brother said, to may the Lord bring us back connected with the line of the will of God?
我们愿不愿意好像弟兄交通这样回去神自己旨意那条线上面呢
That we live in His presence daily.
我哋能够活喺主嘅同在每一日都系咁样做。
Nothing big, just like the ordinary people that Boaz and Ruth and Naomi are.
唔系要去做一啲好伟大嘅事情就系佢系好似路德波亚斯Naomi呢啲好平凡嘅人一样。
Yet through their daily obedience to God.
是他们是靠着他们每一日去遵行神的话。
Wherever God has put us.
无论神是放在我们哪个境况里面。
As children.
作为儿女。
As parents.
作为父母。
As students.
作为学生。
As workers.
作为作工的。
As husbands and wives.
作为丈夫妻子。
As children of God,
作为神的儿女
as those who serve the true and living God,
作为那一班服侍那永生神的
as members in his household,
作为他家里面的一份子
do we live in his presence daily?
我们有没有在每一日活在他的同在里面呢
through his, to our daily obedience,
是靠着我们每一日的去遵行他的话
that we would be those who are also who usher in the kingdom of God.
使我们成为那一班去引进神的国度那一班人。
Not realizing just through our simple daily ordinary lives of obedience that we are connected to his will.
我们实在是只需要是每一日是很简单的去遵行神的旨意我们就能够活在神旨意的一条线上面。
May the Lord open our eyes.
愿神打开我们的眼睛。
That we may see.
使我们能够看见。
That the harvest is ready.
庄稼已经熟了。
That we may live in his presence daily.
使我们能够每一日活在神的同在里面。